Translation. Upon hearing of Lord Krishna's returning to his abode, and upon understanding the end of the Yadu dynasty's earthly manifestation, Maharaj Yudhishthira decided to go back home, back to Godhead.
So, hearing all the details, how Krishna has gone back to his abode, and how the Yadu dynasty was destroyed by fighting amongst himself. So naturally, Yudhishthira Maharaj was very sober and very advanced. He thought what to do next. Everyone should think that the Yadu dynasty to belong directly to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nobody could conquer them, but still they were also finished by others could not conquer them, but they fought amongst themselves and vanquished. Everyone should take care that after all, we have to give up this body, estate, and whatever we possess, we have to give up. So after giving up, what is next? We have to give up. That is a fact. If you don't give it up now, at the time of death, you must give it up. That is it. Mithu sarva harascha ham. You may try to keep in position whatever you have got, but at the time of death, you have to use by force it will be taken. Everyone should think that that is so good. One who is thinking that my family, my nation, my society, my bank balance, my skyscraper building, my motor cars, this will save me. That is not possible. That is the conclusion of the foolish person. Pramatta, tasra, nidhanam, pastar, napi, napastar. Those who are mad, they do not see that everything they possess will vanish. It will not stay. He will vanish, his body will vanish, everything. Deha patta kalatra jishu, atma sanneshu, asasthu api. Asasthu api. All these things are temporary. But I am eternal. They do not think very seriously. That I am eternal and I am engaged with temporary things. Now what is my eternal business? They do not know. That they do. This is called foolishness, mura. But you are eternal. About you have heard from the Shastra and you are experiencing that I was a child, I was a boy, I was a young man. So my body, childhood body, boyhood body, youth body is gone. This body is not that body. Nobody can say. I want a different body. But I know that I had a childhood body, I had a boyhood body, youthhood body. That I know. So I am eternal. And this body is not eternal. It is changing. It is a very simple thing. Why people cannot understand? Very simple. Avinashita tadvidhi jino sarvamidam tapam. Antavattvi me deha. This is in Sakhani Bhagavad Gita. This body is antavat. It will be finished. But that thing which is spreading all over the body, Avinashi, that will not be annihilated. Avinashita tadvidhi jino sarvamidam tapam. That consciousness. The consciousness is spread all over the body. And Krishna says that that thing which is spread all over the body, consciousness, that is immortal. And now our consciousness is immortal consciousness or mortal consciousness. That is to be seen. I am absorbed in thought of this mortal consciousness. This is my country, this is my body, this is my family, this is my community, this is my nature. They are all mortal. But immortal consciousness is that I am Krishna. That is immortal consciousness. Krishna is mine and I am Krishna. This is immortal consciousness. When you come to this consciousness, that is called Krishna consciousness, then you are saved. Immortal consciousness. So long you have a temporary consciousness, that just that our mind changes. I accept something now, I reject something again. So this body is being manufactured according to the acceptance and rejection of my mind. The body is formed. Otherwise, why you have got different bodies? You are sitting here, so many boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. Nobody's body will exactly tally with other body. No. Because the face is the index of mind. We have a different type of mind. Therefore, we have a different type of body. Not everyone. So, this is the madness. Therefore, the Vishnu Maharaj, Svapathaya, Matin Chakra, this is meditation. Actually. What I am, where from I have come, I am eternal. Why my body is not eternal? I would have been very happy if my body would have been eternal, but that is not being possible. Everyone knows, but I deserve that I may not die. My body may not be vanquished. That is my desire. But nobody is meditating upon these subject matters. They have planned some meditation, I don't know. What kind of meditation? This is meditation. Matin Chakre. Svapathaya Matin Chakre. Nibhita Atma Yudhishthira. These things are to be solved. So, Yudhishthira Maharaj, now he will return. After this, they will give up the kingdom. Not that. This is the Vedic system. However rich you may be, however prosperous you may be, at your home, or in your nation, or in any way as you think, but you have to think that actually these things are temporary, are eternal. So what is my eternal function? That is meditation. What is my eternal function? What is my eternal duty? Where is my eternal home? That is Krishna consciousness. So Krishna consciousness moment is not ordinary moment, manufactured something for recreation. No. It is very serious science. Jadgatyana nivattante tad dharma paramammo. We are searching after some permanent place, permanent settlement on the world. Nobody wants to die. But that is not possible. But if there is possibility of going somewhere where no more death, why don't you search after that? That is intelligence. That information there in the Bhagavad Gita. Abrahma bhuvana lokan puraravati nojiro. If you go to the topmost planet, which is known as Brahma Loka, and the Brahma Loka, the duration of life, you cannot calculate even their one day's time. That we are discussing this morning. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. There are 12 hours. Our 12 hours and their 12 hours different. There are 12 hours you cannot calculate. 43,000 of years multiplied by 1,000. Now see how many years. That is at 12 hours. So leave 100 years there also. So even if you go there, Abrahma Bhuvana Loka, or any planet, or any place, there must be death. Death you must have. But I am eternal. Why shall I accept death? That is intelligence. That information is given Bhagavad Gita. Madhavatya punarjanmana vidyate. If you come to my place, my planet, then you will have no more to come back again to this mortal world. Madhavatya. Yadgatya nadimattanti taddhama paramam. We are going, nobody returns. That is actually we want. Another place Krishna says, Tattati hang punarjanma naiti mamiti kaunteya. My dear kaunteya, Tattati hang, after giving us this body, punarjanma naiti, no more coming into the womb of material mother. Then what does he go? Mamiti. In this Vyog Bhagavata, Bhagavata Amrita, Sanatana Goswami stated that if you become perfect in Krishna consciousness, then immediately after death, he will be sent where Krishna is having his pastimes within this material world. In the material world, just like the sun rotates, similarly, Krishna's pastimes is going on. That is another feature of his activities. Because he wants to reclaim these fallen souls. And there are millions and trillions, unlimited fallen souls within this material world. So, he goes everywhere. Jada jadai dharma sabjani bhavati bharat tadatmanam sijamaham. As soon as there is discrepancies in the understanding of eternal life, he appears, he teaches. So, Krishna is teaching somewhere. There are so many innumerable universes. Just like Krishna text appears as Janma, Janmashtami. In this universe, immediately in another universe there is Janmashtami. Immediately in another universe there is Janmashtami. So therefore it is called Nitya Lila. Nitya Lila means the Janmashtami is going on. His Govardhan Lila is going on. Everything what you display when you are present, that is going on. Just like the sun. Now it is upper ten. Now upper six, there is somewhere. The upper six, it is not that because the sun has passed upper six in this country, therefore there is no more upper six. Upper six is somewhere. Is it not? Upper six is there. Similarly, it is not that because Krishna has now finished his Janmashtami, therefore no more Janmashtami. Janmashtami is going on. This is Krishna. So, Krishna is present. There are innumerable universes. In one of them, he is always present. This is rotation. That the sun rotates morning to evening. Similarly, Krishna's lila is going on. Just like something, a horse is passing before your eyes. You see the horse is passing through your windows. And then you do not see the horse. That means the horse is finished. No. The horse is running. But when it comes before your window, you see. Similarly, Krishna's lila at that time is going on. And when he appears here, exactly like the sun is always present. But the planet is rotating. So when it comes before your eyes, you see the sun. But if you do not listen, see this act, it does not mean sun is finished. And formerly they used to think like that, the sun is dead. If you become perfect in Krishna consciousness, perfect in Krishna consciousness means no more material desire. That's all. Only Krishna. That is perfection. So long you have a pinch of material desire, you have to take birth. According to your desire, Krishna will give you facility. That's why there are so many types of body, 8 million. Janjanga bhāti smaranam bhāvam prajattante kalava. Chalātata bhāva bhāvita. We are making our next body by thinking of something. We have got so many thoughts, material thoughts. So, at the time of death, when that thought is prominent, then I get the next moment, a body like that. So, if you simply think of Krishna only, then you get a body by which you can go to Krishna. You can go to Krishna. Taptadi hang punarjanman. It is very scientific and very practical. So by going to Krishna, you can talk with Krishna personally, you can play with Krishna personally, you can dance with Krishna. That is Krishna Loka. Just as you have got a picture, Rasa dancing, going, here is picture, Krishna's. Everyone can get this opportunity. Therefore, Krishna comes to show practically how enjoyable life with Krishna in Vrindavan. Krishna is simply jolly, anandamaya abhyasat. In Vrindavan life, you'll see, everyone is jolly. The birds, trees, and the water, the land, the cows, the calves, the inhabitants, the cowherd boys, everyone is happy simply by loving Krishna. Simply by loving Krishna. Krishna therefore manifests his lila. That why you are rotting in this material world? Come to me and enjoy life eternally. That is Krishna. Witness. He is so kind. People, when they become debauched, to enjoy life in this material world. What is the enjoyment? The last enjoyment is sex life. Is that very good enjoyment? But they have accepted. Jana maithana vigyahami visutam mitutcham. Maithana means sex and therefore. That is their life. So they do not know. They have no information. That there is better pleasure, eternal pleasure. That they do not know. Therefore, there is need of Krishna consciousness in Mumbai to understand that what is that? Nishamma Bhagavat Marga, the way of God. These rascals do not understand what is God, they do not know what is the feature of God, and still they will not accept this Krishna consciousness in Mumbai. They are giving, here is God. Here is this form of God. He is so nice. He is so beautiful. His address is this. He can go there by this process. No. Don't want. Then what want? I want to become a pig. That's all. How like to become a pig? What can be done? And what shall I eat? I will eat stool. That's all. Alright. Not prasadam? No. So what can we do? We are distributing a prasada and he'll go to eat some rascal thing in the restaurant. You see? This is misfort. Mandasa mandamatayo mandubhagda dipadrita. Meaning unfortunate in this age. They will accept something. It's wrong. Therefore our task is very responsible. We have to canvas. We have to plea, solicit, please come here. please come here in this temple and learn something. Thank you.